The events surrounding the week of July 20th, 1976 were incredibly exciting. When the lander landed, it was almost powered up, and the team had programmed in two photographs to be taken so that they could be delivered fairly quickly back to Earth for the press to see and for NASA to be able to confirm that the landers had in fact landed on Mars. The image that you see at the top was the first image to come through. Smaller, focused, directly making sure that the pad had in fact touched the ground, that the ground was solid, that it looked like the lander was upright. This was shown, the camera technology was a facsimile camera. For those of you not familiar with fax machines, it basically scanned from left to right and strips of the photograph would appear. The landing imager lead, Tom Mutch, was sitting with the NASA TV director, basically describing the image as it came through. And this was about 5 o'clock in the morning, about a half hour after the lander had actually landed. And it was a stunning and thrilling experience, I'm sure, for everybody in the room. A couple hours later, the second image appeared, black and white as well, higher resolution, showing the panorama, the landscape. Again, very exciting from the perspective of the geologist on the team and the imaging team to be able to describe what Mars might actually be like and the prospects of whether or not the mission would find biological life.